In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. God willing, tomorrow we'll start Jonah fast. And so really, it's blessings day when we start the fasting. Fasting is different for us, for everyone. Who we take the fast easily, not like oh, I have to change the food and it's so hard on me. Ya Rabbi, li kida wa hna la kull shwaya nsoum. Al kanisa, there is a lot of days and we complain all the time about fast, but actually, no, it's totally different. Fast make the every one of us different. That's why let's go in first with Jonah. Today we will talk about Jonah in 10-15 minutes. And see also our fathers, the first centuries, what they said about Jonah. And what the lessons that we have learned from Jonah. First of all, I will compare between Jesus and Jonah. Jonah was sent to preach repentance. And Jesus also was sent to the people to save them and to teach also repentance. But one, he fled. Another one, he went direct to the people and said, repent. Between Jesus and Jonah, Jonah was asleep in a ship. And also Jesus, the same. This has happened. For Jonah, they said, while you are sleeping, arise, call you are your God, that God may save us. But with Jesus, the disciple went to Jesus and said, Lord, save us. Jonah, he said, okay, I have nothing to do. Cast me into the sea. I have no authority. Jesus said, I will calm everything. And he showed them his authority. Jonah went to the belly of the fish at the death, but with not his will. But Jesus, he went to the tomb by his will, because he wanted to save all the people, to save all, for give the salvation. Some fathers said that when Jonah, he fled from the presence of God, it's exactly the same as Adam in the Adam when he fled from the face of God. It's the same when we flee from the face of God. It's repeated. It is not only Jonah. It's not only Adam. And when we read, "Fi hadd yamel keda ya Jonah," no, we are doing the same. Adam did the same. He fled from God, from the face of God. And Jonah did the same. You can imagine that when Jonah fled from the face of God, he went from the land to the ship, from the secure life to insecure life. And it's exactly when we go outside from the circle of God, we are going out from the land, which is secure life, to unsecure life. It's darkness. All this is a treasure of fathers, like St. Cyrus and Bedell and Gregory. I try to collect some quotes from the fathers. The casting of Jonah from the ship is exactly when God said to Adam, go outside the paradise. And he said, dust you are it, and unto dust you shall return. So Jonah went to the sea, and Adam also went to the earth. And he said, you will go to the dust. Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the fish. And the 3 days, the father, St. Gregory, he said, it's exactly like the three intervals of our life, the past, the present, and the future. And the end of the future is the resurrection. So we know that we will live, we have lived the past, we are living the present, we are living also the future, but by the end of the future, there is a resurrection. And also, when Jonah, he went inside the belly, his flesh, his body should be destroyed, but nothing happened. God saved him. And exactly when Jesus Christ, he was incarnate, he didn't destroy the body, no. He changed the incorruption, the corruption body to incorruption, incorrupted body. So what I have to learn from Jonah? 5 key lessons from the life of Jonah. Number one, God has no problem removing you from your comfort zone. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim against it, for their weakness has come up before me. Jonah was very comfortable with his life. He was a prophet. He was a pride of himself. I am with the people. Everyone knows him very well. He's a prophet. And he's in comfort zone. Then suddenly God said to him, go away. Now I wanted to preach to these people. It's out of my comfort zone. And you tell me to go to preach to the people. They are also Gentiles. He was jealous. I will leave your people and go to preach to the people of Gentiles. No, this is not my comfort zone. Look to myself also too. Every time I am in my comfort zone, God pushed me away from this comfort zone. And I'm not comfortable anymore. And I'm complaining. Hey God, why are you doing that? I have to be stable in my comfort zone here. Jonah has a good earthly reasons, but God looks beyond this earthly and looks through his spiritual eyes. When you see that God pushed you outside your comfort zone, be sure 100% that God has a plan for you, a different plan. And it's the best for you. So sometimes God will ask us to step out or step up. Maybe it's not easy and fun for us to do these steps. But believe me, there is a beautiful reward for you. Spiritually, God doing that. When I'm in comfort zone, I'm relaxed in my spiritual life. So believe that God sometimes uses to push you away from your comfort zone to increase and improve your spiritual life too. Key number two. You can't run away from God. Where can I go? This is what Jonah said. Where can I go from your... Sorry, Psalm 139. This is exactly what David said. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depth, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is the light to you. Who can hide from God? Sometimes we are doing something in our life, and we feel, or we expect, or we assume that God will not see me. You're hardly hiding from Him. You will never hide from Him. See what exactly David said. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? God is present in everywhere here. Everywhere God is present. So where I can hide myself, I can't. Even if I hide myself physically, but or I hide my emotions, or I hide everything, God looked to the heart. Thank God that He has covered us. That's why we are praying, we cover us. If I'm now I'm in front of you, you see what? Physically you see me, but you can't see what is inside my heart. Only God who is seeing the heart. So you can't hide yourself from God. Key number three. A storm is an opportunity to witness about God's love. Sometimes we feel that there is a lot of issues and problems in our life. And maybe we ask God, why? And a big why, a big question mark. Why are you doing that with us? It's a big storm. We can't resist that. We can't do that. We can't endure that. It's so hard on us. Why you are leaving us alone? As David sometimes he said, where are you, God? You return your face on me. Where are you? And sometimes I'm asking myself, is God is present here and this is a storm? Yes, this is storm to it's a witness of about God's love. God's love, how? We have a storm in our life like that. We have troubles, we have temptations, we have a lot of things. And you said, this is a witness of God's love. Yes, Habibi, this is a witness of God's love. The problem of our life in our life that we are not fleeing to God until we have an issue. Every time, if I'm like everything is stable and have nothing, I'm not praying. I'm not asking God help. That's why God knows very well that I will not go to Him until I find a storm or a storm is coming to me. And inside the storm, I start to pray. And when I start to pray, I see God's hand. The storm is an opportunity to introduce God and tell the people where there is a storm. And also, I pray. So after that, I see God's hands inside the storm. Key number four. With repentance must come obedience. When I go to my Father of Confession, I have to acknowledge that I am repenting first. And when He said to me, Habibi, okay, can you do that? Can you do that? Can you change sometimes in your prayers? Maybe change your attitude with the people. Maybe change something in your life. So I have to acknowledge that and I have to know that. I have to obey also too. And obey also the Holy Spirit is working inside me. So Jonah acknowledged, the first one, he acknowledged his sin. So there's four steps to repent. First of all, I have to acknowledge my sin. I have to understand where is exactly my sin. What is exactly what I did? I have to write down in paper, this is what I did, this is what I did, and I have to be accurate. I have to know what I did exactly. Number two, I have to accept God's discipline. Number three, I have to repent. And I have to say God, to say to God, like, God, okay, I repent, this is my sin, and I know exactly, and I feel guilty in that, inside me. And after that, the last step is act on God's direction. And God's direction is coming from the Word of God and also the Word of your Father of Confession or your spiritual father, who is saying to you, Habibi, yeah, like, okay, do that. This is very important for you. So, with repentance must come obedience. And I have to follow the four steps for the true repentance. And I have to accept God's direction. Number five, we must learn to see the bigger picture and have a soft heart. The problem that we are a human, so we have a limited vision. We are doing meetings in our job, work, at church. We have a big plan. We are doing for 10 years, maybe later on, like 10 years plan. Short term and long term, and we have doing a lot of things. But actually, We are doing that as a man. We are limited in our vision, but here God had a different plan. So we are doing plans, and we are praying that God accept this plan, or it's to be matching with according to His will too. If we go to chapter 4, we see a man who is angry. Why he's angry? Because he saw what I did. You send me to the people, to the Gentiles, I'm preaching them, and you accept the repentance? Why you accept the repentance of the Gentiles? We are your people. And Jonah, he is a prophet, but he has no plan he didn't know the bigger picture of Jesus, of God, that he is planning for everyone to be saved. Again, we have also should have a soft heart. Soft heart, it means a flexible heart. We see the people outside. Let's do an example. And we see that there is a lot of sins, and they are not with God at all. But we love them too. God, Jesus Christ, when He came, He was incarnate and He came. He loved the sinner. He loved also the woman, the sin woman. He loved everyone. We love the people. We're not accepting what they are doing, but we love them and we are praying also for them. The bigger picture, we don't know exactly. For example, sometimes one from the Canadian, and he's atheist, and he came to the church, and for example, I don't know what he's wearing, and we are looking to him, oh God, how you come to the church, and we are judging them also too. Why you're coming like that? It's not, you can't come to the church like that. You can't come to the church when we're wearing, for example, these clothes, and we are judging them. But the bigger picture is different. We can see the heart. We can see the heart. So we have to have, we should have a soft heart, because we can't see the bigger picture. What does God is doing? And also, we have to be happy that God is doing a lot of miracles with the people. Jonah was very sad because he saw that the Gentiles are saved. But we have to be happy that everyone should come back to the bosom of God. I am the Lord God. I am merciful and very patient with my people. I show great love and I can be trusted. Exodus 34:4. Jonah did not weep over the city, but Jesus, the true prophet, did. It's a difference between Jesus and between Jonah. This is exactly what Jesus, he was looking to the people. When he went, he passed and he saw Jerusalem, so he wept. He wept over the people because he saw their sins. And also we have to imitate, we have to follow the same steps of Jesus Christ. We see the people outside. We see ourselves. I have to see myself inside, myself in first, and I have to look to Jesus Christ. Said, "Oh, I have to weep also too on my sin, and I have also to cry for God and entreat God that help everyone in this world." Jonah didn't do that. He was afraid that God will accept the repentance of the Gentiles. Us is different. We are crying to God that God accept the repentance of every soul in over the world. We are praying for everyone of the world, the billions of the people know Jesus Christ. And we have to do that by ourselves, not preaching by word, by preaching by our deeds. And not imitate the people from outside. God show the love. And Jonah, he did understand the meaning of the love of God. But now, after the incarnation, we know how God loved the people. As we said in the liturgy, the lover of mankind. So we are imitating God. We have to learn the five points that we learned from Jonah today. And I hope that we start tomorrow Jonah fast with different, we can say, different mind. It's not 3 days that we are only, for example, like we have to fast only. No, we have to fast, we have to pray, we have to read the book of Jonah every day. It's only 4 chapters. So it's not one chapter per day. It's on the 4th chapter every day I have to read. And I have to understand what Jonah said. Because every day God will give you a different message. And we have every day now like different liturgies. So you can attend. We have on Monday 2 liturgies. One from 10:30 to 1. And another one from 4 to 6. And on Wednesday is the same. It's only 1 liturgy on Tuesday. But Wednesday and Monday, we have 2 liturgies. So we have attend more liturgies, 4 to 6, for example, if you have work. If you have no work, you can attend 10:30 to 1. I have to go more deep with Jonah. Jonah, just they cast him away into the sea. He went inside the belly of the fish, and he changed the belly of the fish to a small corner of a prayer. Corner of prayer. And he started to pray. Now let's do that. Let's go in the belly of the fish for the 3 days. And change my life and change my room to the belly of the fish and change into the altar. Change it to corner of prayer and pray. God bless us. And bless these days also too. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit. Crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures.
Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead. To whom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church, with the impress from baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Logison,
Ebi bros of Christos, it
is more than him.
temple.